service providers, help encourage the development of business, and protect existing businesses that are here from unfair competition. People have talked about, well, we should just let the market take over and step aside. That leaves out the owner of the airport. The county invests a lot of money in the airport to provide aeronautical services to the public, and the county has decided to do that by allowing profit-oriented businesses to operate in a competitive environment out here, to do that in the name of the county. So the county does have some say in making sure the environment is right out here to attract businesses, protect businesses that are here so they can grow and serve the public, and also to protect the public. So again, these are minimums, and they're going to depend on whether we have a business already operating here like that or not, what standards you would set to attract a business versus the standards you would set for a new business that's going to compete with an existing business. So we're up to aircraft rental operator, which is number five, and I've got that set of questions. It doesn't mean we have to have something written to answer all those questions. These are just kind of ticklers to decide. But I think you all understand what an aircraft rental operator is, somebody that rents airplanes as a business out here. If somebody were to ask you what you thought, what in your mind when you see a business, an aircraft rental business out here, how many airplanes do you think that business should have? If you're sitting in the bar with somebody and say, hey, I want to start a business and I want to rent airplanes, you'd probably tell them, well, yeah, but you ought to have at least, what's that number? You ought to have at least a two-place airplane. You ought to have at least a four-place airplane, or an IFR airplane or something. What's the feelings with the group on?
Isn't that what got us into a bind with the old?
Yep. The old standards were you had to have at least two airplanes. One had to be a four-seater. One had to be IFR capable. And that left out things like light sport aircraft, ultralights, things like that. That's not a good standard for this airport. I don't know, unless somebody's doing it and not telling me, I don't know anybody out here that's renting airplanes. In order to attract an aircraft rental operator, what would the standard be for the number of airplanes that you would say, unless you got X number of airplanes, don't even bother. The public's not best served or whatever by doing that.
What was the issue with the existing under Section 8 aircraft lease and rental?
What are you looking at?
The previous minimum standards requirements that was in place.
What number are you on?
In your hymnal, it's number 5 on page 7. But Jeff's looking at the old standards. Well, what that left out was somebody with one airplane.
So then why are we asking if we should have more than one airplane if we know that's an issue with the FAA?
It's not an issue with the FAA.
What was the issue with the FAA?
Issue with the FAA was we had somebody with one airplane operating an aircraft rental business with one airplane, and we weren't imposing our standards. We had standards, and we weren't equally imposing that on similarly situated operators out here. We were requiring Garrett to have those two airplanes, but we weren't requiring the other guy. And I had a complaint, and I enforced the standards as we should. And he filed a complaint with the FAA that said, you're discriminating against me. And the FAA said, no, we're not, because we have reasonable standards and we're applying them to everybody. So,
okay, but moving forward, is it reasonable to have only one airplane with the new, we're going to adopt a new standard. So whatever the old standard said doesn't matter at this point.
But it's a good baseline. I mean, it's and what I'm trying to say, if we make it where it's 10, say you got to have 10 aircraft. we're not going to have anybody,
right.
so